And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of November, 2014. It was 90 years ago today, 1924, the astronomer Edwin Hubble announced his discovery of the first galaxy outside our Milky Way. He was in California. He was on the staff of the Mount Wilson Observatory using the new 100-inch Hooker telescope, the largest in the world at that time. He was studying the Andromeda and Triangulum nebulae, which he thought at first were star clusters in our galaxy, the Milky Way, at a time when most astronomers believed that the Milky Way was the only galaxy in the universe. But as Hubble looked closely at Andromeda, he discovered that one of its stars was what's known as a Cepheid variable, a kind of star that was very bright and pulsed at regular intervals. Cepheid variables can serve as a yardstick to mathematically calculate distances in the universe, and he calculated this Cepheid star to be almost a million light years away, which would place it well outside the farthest stars in the Milky Way. He speculated that Andromeda was not a nebula at all, but another entire galaxy separate from our own. He was 35 years old when he made the discovery that expanded the known boundaries of the universe. He opened the door for the discovery of many galaxies outside our own. He discovered 23 of them himself. He was the first to suggest that the universe is expanding, and his work set the stage for the future development of the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe. And it's the birthday of the historian and poet Jennifer Michael Hecht, born on Long Island in 1965. A historian of science, but she says she ultimately pledges allegiance to poetry. Jennifer Michael Hecht said, "If you look at a testimony of love from 2,000 years ago, it can still exactly speak to you, whereas medical advice from only 100 years ago is ridiculous." Her nonfiction books include Doubt, A History, The Happiness Myth, Why What We Think Is Right Is Wrong, and Stay, A History of Suicide and the Philosophies Against It. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Gibson entitled Moment. Before the adults we call our children arrive with their children in tow for Thanksgiving, we take our morning walk down the lane of oaks and hemlocks, mist a smell of rain by nightfall. Underfoot, the crunch of leathery leaves released by yesterday's big wind. You're ahead of me, striding into the arch of oaks that opens onto the fields and stone walls of the road. As a V of geese honk a path overhead, and you stop in an instant without thought, raising your arms toward sky, your hands flapping from the wrists, and I can read in the echo your body makes of these wild geese going where they must. Such joy, such wordless unity and delight. You are once again the child who knows by instinct, by birthright, just to be is a blessing. In a fictional present, I write the moment down. You embodied it." A poem entitled Moment by Margaret Gibson from her collection Broken Cup, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.